We are the Pop Grillers, and this is the podcast where we review a Christmas song because it's Christmas season in less time than it takes to listen to, oh, Santa Baby. Next up from me, Rhea, is Christmas With You, which is on Netflix. And I enjoyed this film, so, you know, what's it about? What's it about, Rhea? I hear you ask. It's Christmas With You focuses on a fading, I mean, she shouldn't be because she's clearly awesome, Latina pop star called Angelina Costa, who, you know, obviously she can't get into the Christmas spirit because this is a Christmas film. So she can't get in the Christmas spirit to write and release a Christmas hit that will save her career. So she pops, off she pops to meet a young fan who's posted a cover of one of her songs on social media. And her father just happens to be the lonely, handsome, all-round good guy, widowed father played by Freddie Prinze Jr. And we all know what's about to happen. The best thing about this film is that its entire aim is to be as vanilla as possible, is to be like just enjoyable and simple and sweet. All of the plot beats are super duper obvious, but that's like it. Ooh, I'm quite excited. I'm stumbling. That doesn't make it unenjoyable, right? It actually kind of does the opposite. So many Christmas romance films, I've watched a lot of them, as you know, last year and this year, blah, they take the silliness of being in a Christmas film too seriously, or they force the characters into silly situations heartily. But this film leans into being a pure Christmas romance, and it does it competently. It has some really lovely performances, actually, across the whole board of this film. It's not a bad one. It's got a shedload of snow, it's got some nice jokes, and it's got a nice, neat, pretty, sparkly, romantic bow at the end. There's hot chocolate and Christmas jumpers, mistletoe all over the place, mistletoe plenty actually. I think there must have been like a shortage whenever they filmed this, because there's so much bloody mistletoe. And for me, after watching so many of these films, it was delightful to have a Christmas film with non-white people, with Latina people, that celebrates Latin culture and actually embraces it. It's not afraid of celebrating it. And that's really awesome. And it sort of helps for me to set this apart. Like, it's not the best film you're going to see. It's certainly not the best Christmas film you're going to see. But, you know, you can whack this on, feel fuzzy inside, have less eye rolls, enjoy less eye rolls than you normally would with this type of film. And look at that, you know, this film has made me leave my very chaotic, cynical Christmas reviews of these films. Although I'd say I've been a lot nicer this year than I was last year, just FYI. It's made me leave that at the door. This was fairly competent. Hey, join in, watch these films, come and listen to us, talk about more Christmas films. Let's be competent. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going to go. Make sure you subscribe, because you never know when we'll strike next. Jingle bells.